Hi, I am Louise Poole and this is the Rainbow Briefing for Friday the 16th of January, your daily LGBTQIA plus news catch-up, recorded and produced on Yugambeh and Yuggera land. The federal government's hate speech laws look set to fail, with both the Coalition and the Greens ruling out support. The draft Combating Anti-Semitism, Hate and Extremism Bill was released Tuesday with less than 3 days for public consultation. It's 144 pages covering hate speech and gun reform, drafted after the Bondi attack following weeks of Coalition demands to recall Parliament. But the hate speech protections don't cover everyone. LGBTQIA plus people and people with a disability are among those left out. Now, the Greens have joined calls to change that, saying they won't support the bill without amendments. Leader Larissa Waters said, "We can't combat hate if we don't combat it for everyone. Excluding protections based on religion ignores both that anti-Semitism and Islamophobia are rising in our communities," she said. "These laws should protect everyone, including LGBTQIA+ and disability communities." The Prime Minister says he wants this bill passed first, broader protections can come later. Meanwhile, the Coalition, who pushed for the rush recall, now calls the bill unsalvageable. Parliament debates Monday and Tuesday. Tasmania's queer community is mourning the loss of a trailblazer. Sandy Lagore, trans icon, showgirl and one of the legendary Les Girls has passed away. Sandy's dedicated more than 56 years to performing on stage. Community organisation Taz Pride said, "Her loss leaves our LGBTQIA+ community brokenhearted, but grateful for all her achievements, her pioneering courageous spirit, her warm caring heart and her sassy sense of humour." Sandy mentored generations of performers and was known as the Queen Grandmother of Tasmanian drag. Pride Cup returns to the A-League tomorrow. Melbourne Victory takes on Adelaide United in both the women's and men's matches at Cooper Stadium in Adelaide, marking the fourth year of the fixture. Victory captains will wear Pride armbands for the matches. Tonight, the club also leads an inaugural futsal event at the Queer Sporting Alliance's national tournament in Melbourne, the country's biggest annual LGBTQIA+ sports event. If you've been anywhere near the internet lately, you've probably heard of Heated Rivalry. It's a Canadian TV series based on a romance novel about two closeted hockey players, and it's taken over the world. Now, author Rachel Reid says a musical adaptation could be on the cards. She told Variety she still holds the stage rights, and after the show's runway success, she feels like it could literally do anything. Season 2 is confirmed, with stars Hudson Williams and Connor Story returning, and a third and final book has just been announced as well. But it's not just the boys getting their moment. Crave, the Canadian network behind Heated Rivalry, has announced Slow Pitch. It's a mockumentary about a lesbian softball team produced by Elliot Page's company and starring Schitt's Creek star Emily Hampshire. The tagline? Beer, lesbians and baseball. Slow Pitch drops later this year. And finally, your queer weekend plans. Tomorrow kicks off Bear Fest 2026 with Beach Day at Williamstown Beach in Melbourne. It's free, gender inclusive and runs from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bear Fest continues through to February 1st with parties, competitions and the Mr. Vic Bears contest. It's all part of the Midsummer Festival. Speaking of which, Sunday is Midsummer Carnival at Alexandra Gardens, the official launch of Melbourne's biggest LGBTQIA+ arts and culture festival. Get out there and enjoy the sunshine. That's the Rainbow Briefing for Friday the 16th of January. This is independent queer community media and your support is crucial to its success. Share the bulletin, tell your community, and if you've got news to share, head to rainbowbriefing.com.au. I'm Louise. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.